Power, influence, fear. In Washington, D.C., those who rise to the top know that staying there comes at a price. But what happens when the secrets that built an empire start to crack? When the walls close in and the truth can no longer be censored? Tonight, we expose the downfall of Chuck Schumer, a once powerful Democratic senator, a man who shaped policy, brokered deals, and used his influence as a key to gain access to the darkest, most depraved vices known to man. But now the hunter has become the hunted, his darkest secrets teetering on the edge of exposure. His public behaviour is unravelling, his outbursts growing more frantic. This isn't just paranoia, he knows the walls are closing in and there's nowhere left to run. This is the People's Voice, where we pull back the curtain on crime, corruption, and the untold stories they don't want you to hear. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. In an explosive turn of events, Russia has accused the Democrat deep state of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and other world leaders, intent on crushing globalist control and dismantling the international elite pedophile ring.
Обратимся в Конгресс Соединенных Штатов Америки с просьбой провести расследование этой ситуации. Она чревата глобальным конфликтом. Обсуждение вопроса убийства президента любой страны. В данном случае президента Российской Федерации. Мы должны отнестись к этому серьезно. Тем более мы с вами видим, было покушение на Трампа, на премьер-министра Словакии Фица. Была попытка покушения на Орбана, ее предотвратили. И все это вокруг администрации Байдена и его приспешников недопустимо, чтобы такие вопросы обсуждались на государственном уровне. С участием госсекретаря, президента Соединенных Штатов Америки, это о чем говорит? Во главе страны, которая себя считает образцом демократии, стоят обыкновенные бандиты, убийцы. Это преступление.
According to Russia, Biden, Antony Blinken, and other globalist pedophiles must face the death penalty if the US is ever to break free from its prolonged slumber under Obama and Biden and reclaim its sovereignty.
Пускай докажут, что это страна демократии, пускай Байден отправляется вместе с Блинкеном на электрический стул, вот тогда весь мир увидит, это демократия. А если замолчат, заволокетят, ну тогда рот не открывайте и не учите никого, что мы относимся к этому серьезно.
With child trafficking networks being dismantled and adrenochrome operations exposed, the web of corruption is unraveling fast. Those arrested aren't just low-level players. They're naming names, pointing fingers directly at the elites who fed off the sinister empire. And at the center of it all, the Biden family, Antony Blinken, Chuck Schumer, his so-called wife, and a roster of high-profile figures who thought they were above the law and would never face justice. But now their darkest secrets are spilling into the light, and Chuck Schumer is spiraling. Once a dominant force in DC, he's now a desperate man, clawing to protect his reputation and escape the fates he fears the most, spending the rest of his life behind bars.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
With the Department of Justice now investigating his threats against conservative Supreme Court justices, Schumer has backed himself into a dangerous corner. Now Schumer is lashing out at DOJ employees who are uncovering crimes and conspiracies against the people in multiple U.S. agencies.
We also know this is just the beginning. If DOJ attacks USAID today, then you can be sure they'll move on to another target tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Postal Service, or the IRS, or even the Social Security Administration. They could be next. Or maybe our national security agencies.
Why are globalists like Schumer terrified that Trump will shut down USAID? Because USAID isn't really a humanitarian aid agency. It's a CIA front, funding coups, protests, and regime change operations, all while laundering money for the deep state. This isn't a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact. Even Zelensky himself admits that billions upon billions in US aid have gone unaccounted for. The deep state gravy train has crashed, sending the Democrat elite into a full-blown panic. None more so than Schumer, who is neck deep in graft corruption and degenerate sleaze. Under intensifying pressure, Schumer faces the watchful eye of acting DC US Attorney Ed Martin, who's officially opened an inquiry into the senator's increasingly hysterical behaviour. Why is Chuck Schumer coming apart at the seams, lashing out at his enemies with a venom and desperation we've rarely witnessed before? Because the skeletons in his closet aren't just rattling, they're breaking free. And he knows it's only a matter of time before everything comes to light. But when the truth is exposed, it won't just be Chuck who falls. Insiders reveal that his wife is far from what she appears. And she's no mere bystander to his darkest cravings. In fact, she plays a central role in his insatiable thirst for young blood. Stay tuned. We have the details right after this important message from our sponsor. The globalists are trying to make us all poorer and destroy what's left of the economy. The Biden regime is following all of the WF diktats to the letter. They literally want you to own nothing and pretend to be happy. It's no joke. That's why I recently decided to put a lot of my own savings into precious metals, gold and silver. I don't trust the banks, I don't trust governments, and I don't trust big tech with my hard-earned money. Why? Because the handful of people that I do trust to give me financial advice, Max Kaiser for instance, have all said that gold is the best insurance against inflation and the stock market. So I decided to partner up with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a self-directed IRA, where I have access to all of my assets, no matter what restrictions the government impose on everybody else. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. And viewers of this channel are being given an exclusive offer. Click the link below this video or call the 800 number and you'll receive a safe and up to $7,500 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to viewers of The People's Voice. The number to call is 888-351-2043. That's 888-351-2043. Or go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/TPV. Schumer has long been a sinister operator, wielding his signature passive-aggressive tone to issue veiled threats against the American people. In a recent public health push, alongside CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen, Schumer threatened Americans with a lot of pain if they choose to skip the latest COVID vaccine booster.
Hi everyone, Mandy Cohen, Director of the CDC, and I'm here with Senator Schumer, who has an important message for you about vaccines.
And what's many good things about our director, one of them, she's from Baldwin, New York. We're urging everybody to get their flu shot and their updated COVID booster. They don't hurt, these shots don't hurt anymore like they used to when I was a kid, and they do you a lot of good. Please get your shot. It'll avoid a lot of pain later.
Thanks, Senator.
Schumer's claim that COVID boosters will avoid pain might just be one of the most shameful political moments yet. Remember de Blasio's cringeworthy TV pitch, trying to sell the vaccine with free fries and a burger? It seems the desperation never ends.
When you get vaccinated, I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this, these delicious fries? Wait a minute, but there's also a burger element to this?
While the elites were pushing toxic vaccines on the masses, they were secretly indulging in the blood of innocent children. Adrenochrome isn't a wild conspiracy or a baseless rumour. It's very real. The elites have been rubbing our faces in it for years, through subliminal messaging and predictive programming. And for years, we've been sounding the alarm while they worked tirelessly to bury the truth. But now, the world is finally seeing what they've been hiding in plain sight all along.
Those would not include injecting yourself with your son's blood, right?
That's right.
Okay, why'd you do that?
One day I was talking to my dad and he said, I need to tell you, I had this really scary situation where he's in the legal profession. He said, I wrote a brief, I walked away, I came back and I saw that my words were a jumbled mess. I was experiencing cognitive lapse and I wasn't aware of it. He said, I'm terrified of losing my mind.
Yes.
And I said, Dad, how interesting that you bring this up, because right now the team and I are talking about plasma infusions. And so I said, if you're interested, I'm happy to give you a liter of my plasma. My 17-year-old son was there and he's like, hey, if you guys are doing it, I'm in. Yeah, so my son gave me a liter of plasma. I gave my dad a liter of plasma. The data showed that in me, there was no effect, that my biomarkers didn't change. But in my dad, his speed of aging reduced by 25 years.
Does it need to be a blood relative?
No, just blood typed.
Okay, so now we're getting into the theories about taking the blood of children.
So this is very common. We do organ transplants. We all donate blood. Like, we've had that experience in our life. So it's just in a slightly different frame, but it's very much a part of
it. Well, it's a recognizable frame. And by the way, I'm not endorsing any of this.
Yeah.
But there is a frame, to use your word, on the internet, like super rich tech billionaires living forever on the blood of children.
Yeah.
Not an appealing, not a super appealing frame, I would say.
Yeah.
This is that.
Yeah. And we did it openly.
The war against humanity waged by the elite is now out in the open, with demonic celebrities including Lady Gaga, who had an album called Chromatica, attempting to normalize adrenochrome.
Like the Countess, who feeds on the blood of children.
You must have a lot of questions. I have answers.
I'm kidnapping children that I keep in the hotel upstairs, and I bring home people to feed on, and then Iris helps me to filter the blood through the children. She loves to hunt. She loves her condition. There's a lot of grappling with addiction with the show.
I also like to address this article from MTV.com in 2012, where the maids found a tub full of blood in her hotel, and they were told to put it out of your mind.
Meanwhile, Madonna is engaging in satanic rituals involving the blood of children on Instagram Live. The political elite are only one step behind the entertainment industry in openly parading their perversions. It is well known that the Super Bowl is one of the largest sex trafficking events of the year. So perhaps it's no surprise that Chuck Schumer decided to use the FBI-identified pedophile code word pizza in a tweet talking about it. The global elite are on the verge of exposure, their darkest secrets teetering on the edge of the abyss. But whistleblowers are coming forward to expose their worst excesses and reveal the truth about the pedophile elite.
Schumer? He's compromised. They've got their hooks in him, and he does exactly what they tell him. His secret social life, his appetites, that's the leash they keep him on. If 1% of this gets out, he's finished, and they all know it. As for his wife, before she became the woman behind the man, she was a he, and was wanted for some serious crimes. Stuff so bad the authorities couldn't just brush it off. But then, just as things were getting too hot, she disappeared, into the ultimate form of hiding. She didn't just vanish, she was erased, scrubbed from the public eye. They pulled strings, buried evidence, and spun a new narrative to protect her. Now, she's untouchable. But the truth is, no one is ever really gone. And her past? It's still out there, waiting to resurface.
For years, DC power brokers like Schumer operated in the shadows, untouchable, protected, and hidden behind wealth and power. He even felt comfortable taking donations from convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. But now, the walls are closing in, the whispers have become undeniable, and the evidence is mounting. Soon, the world will see the horrifying truth they fought so hard to keep buried. We are on the cusp of destroying a 9,000-year-old pedophile ring. And here at TPV, we need your help to continue exposing the elite and waking up the masses before it's too late. Join us in our mission by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.